All right, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. I just wanted to make an announcement before we get to the show with Matt James. In our previous hour, we had Andrew Azure and, of course, Darlene Azure from Rejuvenetics. And after the show was over, they tell me, we didn't get to tell you this, but so we're going to tell you now, that tomorrow night at the Kirkland Holistic Center, they are going to have the founder there. The founder of Rejuvenetics is going to be there tomorrow night as well. And so I just wanted to make sure you knew about that. And don't forget, when you call their office, 1-800-459-9052, to reserve your spot for tomorrow night, you're also going to receive five sessions. Once you show up, they'll give you a voucher for five sessions. So reserve your spot, 1-800-459-9052 at the Kirkland Holistic Center from 7 to 9 p.m. And that's with the Rejuvenetics. All right, let's get right to it. Timeline therapy. Everybody's been wanting to talk about timeline therapy. I know we have. Timeline therapy is a very, very, very popular subject these days. So we're going to talk about the timeline therapy, and also the we're doing some giveaways with our next guest, Matt James, of course, who's always a pleasure to have on the show. And we're going to be giving away a book to every person that calls into their office. We're going to tell you about that, plus the event that's coming up. Just a ton of stuff that's going on, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Just great.
Nice to have you back with us.
Now, it's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Just for people that have not heard of you before, I'm just going to give a little background here. You are the president of the American Pacific University Advanced Neurodynamics and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. You've committed yourself to a lifelong learning as been reflected in your many degrees and certifications that you have. You're an undergraduate degree in criminal justice and business management, a master's degree in organizational management from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate degree in clinical hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. So you're like the hypnosis person for the world.
I don't know about that.
Why not, though?
Why not? You might as well take that.
Just call Matt.
Oh, you need hypnosis? Call Matt. He'll take care of everything.
He takes care of everything.
There you go.
No kidding.
Well, it's nice to have you back, Matt. And, of course, last week we had a great conversation with you. Now, what did we talk about last week?
Last week we actually talked about Huna.
Huna was beautiful. I loved it because
we don't really get a chance to talk about it that much. And you just had such beautiful information. We got such great feedback, too, from a Hawaiian, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no kidding, Hawaiian heritage. But, the information on the Huna, I think, is a real beautiful foundational piece. And then moving in this, and also you having, with the Secrets of Creating Your Future event that's going to be happening, I think, is it next week or next weekend?
Yeah, it starts on the 13th.
Right.
13th, yeah.
That you're going to have a piece on Huna.
Yes, there will be a piece on Huna on the 15th.
At the very end, right.
Yeah.
But so what we're going to do today is really talk about timeline.
Yes.
Which I love timeline.
I know. Yeah. So do I. Timeline therapy is fantastic. And one of the first questions that people ask is, Matt, what is timeline therapy?
Right.
You know? And I know that we've talked about this before. There may be some listeners who didn't hear this. Timeline therapy is just a simple process that utilizes what is already occurring in the unconscious level. So as dating as far back as Aristotle, there has been a hint or even a specific explanation of the fact that at some level we store time in a chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
William James, of no relation to our family, in The Principles of Psychology, wrote that people are perched upon their timeline, or he said it very similar, but he said perched upon a line, and we throw memories into our past and we ride into the future, basically, mm-hmm. thinking like you're riding on a horse. So,
right.
The idea of the timeline's been around for a while, and a lot of different techniques utilize the concept of the timeline. Timeline therapy is a process that utilizes what is already occurring at the unconscious level to assist people in letting go of negative emotions from the past and setting goals for the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's interesting because I've always been a fan of timeline therapy. I've done it myself, and it really does wonders. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to do it over. If you're working with the same issue, sometimes you have to do it over and over again until you actually get it, is what I have found for myself anyways, and maybe that's because I, you know, just who I am. I would like to mention before we get more into this, Matt, that I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here, because this training you're doing, it's called The Secret of Creating Your Future Seminar, which is in Seattle on August 13th to the 15th. Now, it's the 13th, 14th, and then the 15th is the HUNA Day. It's an optional HUNA Day.
That's correct.
You're giving away a book called The Secret of Creating Your Future Book, correct?
Yes, it's a book that is a nice overview of The Secret of Creating Your Future, which draws on timeline therapy process.
Mm-hmm.
The Creating Your Future book specifically works on how to put a goal into your future.
Mm.
And one of the things that we found in working with thousands of people over the past 20 years is that people set goals,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you get a goal and sometimes you don't. And we wondered, why is it that
mm-hmm.
sometimes people don't get a goal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what we found is that what prevents people from getting a goal is things from the past, what mm-hmm. some people refer to as baggage, what some people refer to as issues. I mean, whatever it is that you want to call it.
Right.
What has happened in the past can prevent you from achieving what it is that you want to achieve in the future. So the Creating Your Future process not only eliminates the negative emotions and limiting decisions from the past, it also teaches the individual how to set a goal in the future that is much more achievable.
Sure, sure.
And that's what Creating Your Future is, and we have a nice little book on that.
Interesting. Okay, so now, if you would like to get this book, first of all, for every person that calls their office, you're going to receive The Secret of Creating Your Future book, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so for every person that calls The Secret, for every person, I can talk, Matt, really.
It's Monday, I know. Monday. We did this last week. I was already stumbling around.
Yeah, there you go. For every person that calls your office at 1-800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND, for every person that calls that number, 800-800-6463, you're going to receive a copy of The Secret of Creating Your Future book. Now, this is a book that you can use on an everyday basis and can help you understanding yourself and move into using timeline therapy as well. So, The Secret of Creating Your Future book. It's a giveaway for free, 800-800-6463. All you got to do is phone that number and let them know you're listening, and you'll get that book mailed to you at no charge.
Yes, and we do have people in the office right now. It's 7 a.m. in Hawaii. However, our staff has graciously come in early, and they should be there to answer the phones.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
And if you can't get through, just keep trying or
mm-hmm.
leave your name and phone number, and someone will get back to you.
Yes.
Now, timeline therapy, going back into this, it's interesting to me because when you're looking at timeline, you're looking at the aspect of time being linear as well with regard to being able to find it, or are we looking at it that way?
Well, we of course, we found exceptions to the rules. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've studied a variety of different modalities, and you know what? I have to respect that there's other models out there. I have found people that clearly do not store time in a linear fashion at the unconscious level.
Uh-huh.
Yet the unconscious mind is so flexible that it's still able to use the process of timeline therapy. So even if someone says or was able to demonstrate that they did not store time in a linear fashion, I would be able to demonstrate that we can still use timeline therapy. What I'm saying is the majority of the people, because
mm-hmm.
we live in a linear world, because we have developed the concept of time, and that's a whole other discussion. You talk to any quantum physicist and they'll talk about the concept of time, because...
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys love quantum physics.
Oh, of course. But, you know, it's interesting when looking at this because, as I've mentioned, I love timeline therapy. I love past life regression. I love that aspect of hypnosis.
Yes.
And what's fun for me in that, in going into different lives and different aspects, I can see how I can relate to it in this current time,
right.
and that information. So, you know, and looking at how effective timeline therapy is, which I feel is extremely, extremely effective and has been helping me like daily,
right.
honestly. But looking at that from that perspective, is that does it work with people's subconscious and seeing how intricate their subconscious is and how quickly it can work for an individual? Because maybe it might work faster for one person versus another due to intricacies, or is it really due to baggage?
Well, what I would say is that when someone is ready to let something go, when someone is ready to let go of a negative emotion or limiting decision from the past, let's say that we have someone who has a lot of fear in their past.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that fear prevents them from achieving the goals that they want to achieve. Then what I have found is that timeline therapy is probably one of the fastest techniques for letting go of that fear immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will the person ever have fear again? It's quite possible that the person could have fear again. Timeline therapy doesn't make it so you never experience a negative emotion again. I mean, you can have an experience that brings out a negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
However, timeline therapy then gives you a tool for dealing with it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you have to continue to work on it, what we have found is that there are three things that a person needs to do in order to achieve or create change in their life. And we've looked at the greatest speakers. I've taken tons of seminars, and this seems to be a theme, whether it's spelled out explicitly or whether it is just emphasized or hinted at, there seems to be a theme that there needs to be some sort of release. In order to let go of something from the past, people use some sort of release technique.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk about Reiki, you can talk about HUNA, hypnosis, you can talk about NLP. In some way, shape, or form, though, it's using a release technique. Now, once a person has released that problem, then sometimes what occurs is the person needs to take action.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can't just let go of your fear of getting a new job. Let's say we're focusing on career. Let's say you let go of your fear of getting a new job, but you never get off your couch.
Right.
Well, you're not going to get a new job. And then you can say, well, I must still have the fear then. Now, let's say the person takes action. What also has to occur is the person has to learn how to control their focus.
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking at the glass being half empty, or are they looking at it being half full?
Yeah, that's a big key right there. And I mean, that goes back ages. That particular example of how are you looking at it? How are you seeing it?
Right, but you know what's so interesting, Cameron? There are people out there that only teach sometimes one of these three things. Like they teach, if you just maintain your focus, you'll get your goal. But mm-hmm. guess what? I've done affirmations. I've done all the things you can think of, and just changing your focus, if you still have negative emotions, you haven't let it go yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not that those techniques are... Some people get up and say, well, then that technique is wrong. I don't believe in that. I believe every technique has something to add mm-hmm. to your ability to create change. I absolutely mm-hmm. believe that, and one of the positive things that has come out of positive thoughts or positive focus is that you absolutely have to... You're looking for the positive. You have to look
right.
for what it is that you want so that you're not focusing on what you don't want. And if you have anger, sadness, or fear and you haven't released it, no amount of focus seems to be able to get a person to then achieve their goal. So it's a combination of those three things.
Right.
And so when, Lucia, when you asked, of course there's a complexity of the unconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question, every person is different. And what we have found is that when we teach the Creating Your Future seminar, we're not just teaching about one of these three things. We have to teach all three. So we have to talk about releasing negative emotions. We have to talk about how to set up a plan of action. And also we touch on focus.
Yeah.
Focus, I think, sometimes takes people a little bit longer, oddly enough.
Well, focus takes a lot longer for me.
Well,
you know, there's Tibetan monks that meditate for 20 years just to get control over their focus.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Focus is a big thing. And if you have a lot of anger, it's even harder to maintain your focus.
Well, this is a very good point because, you know, if you're feeling any kind of emotion, how are you going to be able to focus on something that you're trying to create? Now,
one
thing that you mentioned for sure, and I will say this, that releasing the negative emotions is such a key factor. I think for me, my thought is that releasing the negative emotions is probably the foremost number one thing that we need to do first.
Well, that is. In the way we teach it, the three requisites for change, the very first thing you have to do is release negative emotions because mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done this. I know I have. I've made decisions before from negative emotions out mm-hmm. of anger, sadness, fear, or guilt.
Yeah.
Oh, I've
and
never
that decision
done that.
Is never good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never made a good decision while angry.
Right.
So you can't, that's called taking action, right? Making a decision, setting a goal, or doing something.
Yeah.
You can't take action if you haven't released the negative emotions. And like we've already talked about, how can you have a positive focus if a whole bunch of sadness is popping up in your life?
Right.
Yeah, this is true.
So the very first thing that we do is in the Creating Your Future process is we talk about having an idea of what we want to achieve in the weekend, and then we go right into talking about how to release those negative emotions because you've got to do that.
Yeah.
Because it will prevent you then from achieving your goals.
Now this is very interesting, and I find it very fascinating, and it's all well and good, Matt. But I have a question for you.
Sure.
when it comes down to the fact that, okay, yeah, we got somebody out there saying, okay, I'm going to do this workshop, it's going to be great, and there are some workshop junkies out there because they continue doing workshop over workshop over workshop.
Sure.
Because the workshops, in my perception, if that's the case, for a lot of people, they don't do follow-up, and they don't, you know, it's one thing to be in that energy all weekend long, and you're having such a great time, and you make some great connections and some huge breakthroughs, but you go back to it on Monday morning, and nothing's changed, everything stays the same. So what kind of things do people have then, tools, or do they have tools to continue using even after the workshop? Because the idea is that, okay, if someone takes this workshop, and let's say they never want to take another workshop again, they just say, okay, I'm just going to do this one workshop and use the tools for the rest of my life, would that work for them?
I believe that anything's possible.
Okay.
I believe that absolutely anything is possible, and to think that you're going to figure everything there is to know about yourself and your unconscious mind in one weekend,
yeah,
is probably unrealistic.
Right. But
so I can't say that everyone's going to learn everything there is to know. Is spontaneous enlightenment possible?
Yeah.
According to all the books I've read, that answer is yes.
Yes, exactly.
And
yeah,
some people are going to have to work at it. Now,
yeah,
that's different than what you call being a seminar junkie.
Exactly.
Now, we've been in business since 1982, and I think that probably says enough.
That says loads, yeah.
That we're in the seminar and training business for that long, and we're getting results. We have a money-back guarantee that if people aren't satisfied with the training, by the end of the training, they can get their money back. We have a one-year guarantee on our product, and we have probably the lowest return rate of any seminar and training company that I'm in contact with.
Well, fantastic. Matt,
so do they get the tools? I believe as a trainer, as a presenter,
yeah,
that if I say, here's what you're going to get by coming to the seminar and what you'll be able to do after you leave, I have to deliver that.
Yeah.
That's like a commitment.
Yeah, huge. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. If you would like to receive a copy of their book, The Secret of Creating Your Future book, then what you want to do is call 1-800-800-6463. For every person that calls that number, you are going to receive a copy of the book, The Secret of Creating Your Future. We'll be right back with Matt James.
You're not lost. Your soul just needs a map. Patty Greco uses intuition to find the trailblazer in you. For more information, visit yogavisionaries.com or call 978-582-0961. That's 978-582-0961 to book your intuitive consultation. Explore yogavisionaries.com.
The numbers in your life, such as your name, birth date, and address, all affect you in ways you may not realize or understand. Jesse Calzi, world-renowned numerologist and healer, specializes in residential and business numerology and provides valuable insight on the power of numbers and how they affect your life. For more information on how Jesse can assist you, visit his website at www.jessecalzi.com. That's JessecKalzi.com. Or call them at 510-377-8858. That's 510-377-8858.
Are you confused, looking for answers, and not sure what way to go with your life? Access your personal power through body resonance with the profound tantric CD of Belly Wisdom, A Sensual Journey to Peace and Authentic Movement by Cindy Schuster. Available through bellywisdom.com and amazon.com. Purchase the Belly Wisdom CD or book a personal life reading with Cindy Schuster, founder of Belly Wisdom. Call 866-811-5560 or visit bellywisdom.com. Trust the wisdom in your belly.
If you're looking for that perfect medium to promote your company, Contact Talk Radio is your marketing solution. Contact Talk Radio connects your services with the public, giving a voice to holistic living. Your success is our success. Through your joint venture with Contact Talk Radio, you are assisting our world community to grow and inspire new possibilities for a conscious and aware society. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you are connecting to those who would benefit most from your services. To find out about customized packages and what Contact Talk Radio can do for you, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Join the CTR family and watch your business grow.
Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And, of course, our guest this hour is Matt James from NLP.com, NLP.com. Now, there's a seminar happening coming up August 13th and 14th. The Secret of Creating Your Future Seminar. It's happening in Seattle, Washington, but it includes an optional, it includes Monday, optional HUNA Day, so it's actually the 13th to the 15th, and it's optional to do the HUNA Day, where you can learn about HUNA, but the Secret of Creating Your Future Seminar, and that's August 13th to the 15th. If you'd like more information about this seminar, then what you want to do is go to their website, NLP.com, that's NLP.com, or call them directly at 1-800-800-6463. Now, when you call that number, 800-800-6463, you're going to also receive a book in the mail, whether you attend the workshop or not. It's for every person that calls in to their office, The Secret of Creating Your Future book. And just let them know you're listening to Matt on the radio, and they'll give you a copy of the book for free.
That's right.
That's what we'd like to do.
That's very good. Very generous of you.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, let me ask you. I'd like to get a little personal with you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
What kind of training did you have to go through for yourself? Did you have to work out any bugs for yourself through timeline therapy?
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the expectations that perhaps were placed upon you being from a family that's all about personal empowerment?
Yeah, I know. My family has been into a variety of different personal empowerment fields, and I'm glad you used the word personal empowerment. Not that many people are saying that. They're talking about personal growth and development or self-help. I love that personal empowerment, that idea of teaching people how to get in charge of their own empowerment.
Well, that's what it's all about, I think. Yeah.
I love that. Let's see. I absolutely went through my own stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that, I think some people miss this point, and it's really interesting. There's usually an area of your life that you're really good at.
Yeah.
So, for example, I have a couple degrees in business, and for some reason, business just came naturally to me. Managing at 18, it was like business was clockwork.
Yeah.
It was just a piece of cake. And people usually have an area of their life in which it's totally easy for them. The big three areas that people tend to focus on in our trainings, and this isn't the only areas of your life. The big three seem to be career, health, and relationships. So how to get in charge of your career, how to get in charge of your health, or how to really focus on creating a fantastic relationship.
But that's just life.
Yeah.
That's life.
Well, I mean,
itself.
That sounds like life. There's other areas. You got spirituality, you got education, you have family. These are the big three that people, they come and they say, I want a better career.
Yeah.
I want better health. I want a better relationship. And for me, my biggest struggles were with health.
Interesting.
For a long time, not that I was sick, for a long time, I was much heavier than I am now. Over the past few years, I've lost about 55, 60 pounds.
Well, congratulations to you on that.
Oh, thank you. I began teaching, and I realized that as a presenter, that I had to utilize the techniques that I'm teaching to people. And additionally, I feel as a teacher, you have to be a model and demonstrate that what you're teaching does work.
Right.
So over the past few years, I've absolutely gotten in charge of my health through proper exercise, diet, yet at the same time, what was preventing me from all these years, I mean, having done meditation since I was 5, HUNA at an early age, NLP when I was 12, yet I find myself in my early 30s overweight. I mean, I weighed 225, 230 pounds at one point.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8", so that's not very good weight.
Oh, that's a lot of
height ratio.
Yeah, on the structure.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not grossly overweight,
no.
And yet it's not exactly the most optimal health. I mean, I was a size 58 or 48 U.S. suit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty from a physical standpoint. I would get tired very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that I got in charge of my health, and I had a lot of negative emotions left over and limiting decisions in the area of health and fitness.
That had
prevented me from achieving my goals.
For your example, what would be a limiting decision in your case?
Well, I absolutely remember one of the decisions that I made. I remember I was 13, and I had just joined a swim team, and I wasn't the skinniest person there.
Right.
I wasn't exactly overweight. However, I wasn't as fit as the people next to me. And I remember someone making a comment, and I said at that moment, I mean, I'm only 13, and this is just an innocent comment that I made, a decision in that moment where I said, people are going to like me for who I am, whether I'm fat or skinny. and this is my own words. I know that some people don't like the word fat. This is just what I said to myself.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here I am in my 30s, and I remember that, and that decision influenced whether or not I exercised, because all of a sudden, at some unconscious level, it was like, well, if I'm skinny, then I won't know for sure if people like me or not.
Mm.
It was almost like a protection, a barrier between me and the people around me.
Interesting, yeah.
And so this is a decision that didn't have a lot of negative emotions. Well, there were negative emotions there. This decision alone, though, was a major influence. Now, I did timeline therapy on it, released it. Now, I didn't instantaneously lose the weight.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What
a
I
while.
Did do was I got the blocks out of the way.
Right.
I got the negative emotions out of the way, because the negative emotions and limiting decisions, what they can do is they can produce inconsistent results. And my weight would go up and down and up and down, and that's because I'd be afraid to be too big, but I'd afraid to be too skinny.
Mm. Well, how about the habits that go along with it? Because now you've got the limiting beliefs out of the way, and now you have to deal with a different thing, which are the habits that are now in place from the limiting decisions.
Right. And that's where we talk about setting a goal for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then taking action. You have to take action in order to achieve your goal. So once those blocks were out of the way, once the limiting decisions, the negative emotions were out of the way, and I was ready to move forward for my goal, then I had to get educated on what is good health.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get educated on how to exercise properly. That's called taking action. And then what I had to do is I had to make sure that I maintained my focus. One of the things that sometimes people focus on with health is they focus on the scale.
Right.
And at some point during exercise, you can't focus on the scale anymore,
mm-hmm.
because on average, muscle can weigh about twice as much as fat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if you're working out, there can be periods of time where you don't lose any weight on the scale. You have to focus on body fat. And these are things that I had to learn
mm-hmm.
to achieve my goal. Sometimes things came up along the way. Sometimes things came up while I was exercising. What I had, though, was the tools and the techniques to let them go as I went forward with that.
Did you find mostly with this specific thing that you were working on that a lot of the limiting beliefs really did stem from this life, or did they stem from going even back beyond birth?
For me personally, because I do believe in past lives, because I do believe in genealogical influences,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily from a genetic standpoint, from a
belief standpoint, mm-hmm.
I do remember there being some beliefs and negative emotions that went beyond this lifetime. Now, timeline therapy deals with that from the aspect of, if you believe in past lives, if you believe in genealogical, we explain how to use your timeline in order to release that. It's the exact same process. We talk about that in the seminar. Yet there are people out there that don't believe that there are past lives and genealogical,
correct.
And that's okay. What we just say in the seminar is that we choose to honor both sides of that. We choose to honor the fact that people can have their own beliefs, and we presented a technique that can be viewed from either perspective. And we've taught, we've taught anywhere from devout Mormon Baptist ministers timeline therapy, how to work with people in their parish. And we actually asked them, how do you learn this when it talks about past lives? And they said, because we want to help people get the results.
Well, it seems to me, because when I was certified to become a past life regressionist, the person who taught me had said, anything, if somebody doesn't believe in past lives and you're regressing and they spontaneously go into a past life, we can always use it as a metaphor for those individuals who don't believe
exactly.
It. Because if it goes back there, it's like, okay, well, don't pay attention to the fact that it's like before birth. See it as a metaphor.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And I say that at the seminars all the time. I say, from a neurological standpoint,
mm-hmm.
even people who fully understand and believe in the concept of past lives, this is a fundamental, I believe this is fundamentally talked about. I've listened to, like, Dick Sutphin comes and presents at our convention all the time, and I've asked.
Oh, we love Dick.
He's awesome, yeah.
And I've asked him this. I said, you know, Dick, I believe in past lives, and yet if the negative emotion is coming from a past life, it's still trapped in your body,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in the emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual body.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in your neurology in this lifetime, and he said yes. So think about that for a second. Even though from a timeline perspective, it is the cause comes from a past life, that from a neurological standpoint, from an energetic standpoint, it's in your body now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... And that can be used to talk to someone who says, I don't believe in past lives. They go into a past life and they raise their hand and they go, oh, my God, what's going on?
Right.
I go, well, it's just a metaphor. You know, the emotion, the energy is still in your body either way. And what we're really talking about is, you know, just what's going on at the unconscious. Look, the unconscious mind likes to have fun.
Right. Yeah.
There was a guy in my seminar who was adamantly against past lives, was not arguing with it, but raising his hand and saying, you know, no such thing. And sure enough, we went to go elicit what is the cause of this negative emotion, and he goes, oh, my God, it's coming from a past life.
I love that. You know, but the thing, but once again, you know, the one thing that is concerning to me is that we have a language that we can talk to each other with and not, you know, not feel as though we're necessarily challenging another person's foundations, you know,
right.
And giving them the information in a way that they can take it or leave it, or in a way of going, huh, that's interesting, and moving on.
Exactly.
Rather than saying, oh, and which is exactly what you do. It's like, this is information, and you present it in such a way to where you're not challenging another person's beliefs. You're just saying, oh, it's just another form of information. Here, you know, let's just run with it and forget where it came from.
Exactly. it's another tool for the toolbox. I look at this one
right.
as a power tool.
it's the jackhammer, no kidding.
it's the jackhammer, but in a loving, caring way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a loving, caring jackhammer.
It's pink. It's an essential tool for everyone.
I love it.
Now, I just want to remind people that we're talking, if you just joined with us, we're talking with Matt James from NLP.com. Advanced Neurodynamics is the company providing accelerated change technologies since 1982. They've been doing this. And him, along with his dad, Tad James, and a whole list of people here, have been doing these seminars and books and tapes to empower yourself. Now, the secret of creating your future seminar is coming up in Seattle on August 13th. If you would like to attend this seminar, what you want to do and you like what you're hearing is call 1-800-800-6463. That's 800-800-6463, or go to their website, NLP.com, and you can find a lot of other information in there as well. Now, for everybody that calls into that number that I just gave out, 800-800-6463, for every person that calls into that number, you're going to receive a copy of the book, The Secret of Creating Your Future. It is a book, and it's free to every person that calls into the office at 1-800-800-6463. That's the number to call in to find out more information about their trainings and seminars.
Yes.
And also, there is another seminar that's happening. I just want to give it a quick plug, although that's not the topic of discussion today. It is a hypnosis trainer's certification program, hypnosis weekend certification program that's happening August 19th to the 21st.
Also in Seattle.
Now,
yeah.
You know, we have a lot of internet listeners, Matt, people from all over the world really listening to us, and I'm going to invite them to just go to your website, NLP.com, because you've got trainings happening in Honolulu, Philadelphia. You've got a couple again in Kona and
yep.
New York. You've got a training happening in New York, September
mm-hmm.
29th. So we want to let people know that, you know, you're just not focusing on California region. You're going everywhere.
We go to as many places as we can.
Yeah.
Possibly do.
And if you are in a city that you don't see that listed there, I would invite you to call their office, 1-800-800-6463, and get your name on a list so that when they do come to your city, you're going to be notified.
Definitely.
And you also have classes abroad as well. Australia, is that also in there too?
Yeah, we do trainings in Australia, because I know that you guys have a lot of listeners in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
Yeah.
We do have trainings in Australia, and if they go to the NLP.com website, there is a link for our Australian schedule.
Excellent.
And I actually have some trainings coming up in Japan at the beginning of next year.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, and in October you've got some happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Little Rock, Arkansas. And I know we've got listeners in those areas. So.
Sure do. And just once again, for this one that's coming up, it's going to be August 13th, 14th, and the additional 15th for the Hoon Day. And
yep.
But the 13th and 14th is going to be the Secret of Creating Your Future.
Yes.
And, you know, I love this because moving forward, you know, we all really want to move forward in our life. We all
exactly.
want something that, you know, something... I don't know necessarily we can say bigger and better, but something brighter for ourselves. Yeah,
right.
I like that. That's a good one, Cam.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, and looking at that and understanding that we need to move through our blocks, I mean, how, you know, how... how much do we need to use it? Are we going to be just using it when we're moving through our blocks? Can we use it, you know, for pretty much anything throughout our day? I mean, is it that quick? Is that simple?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
That's all your questions.
Everything, yes. You have 50 million questions there, and yes.
Matt, a good thing on radio is one-word answers are not good.
No, he's going to continue.
We've got to
give him a chance.
Yeah, I know. I'm giving him a hard time here.
You had so many wonderful questions there, but the answer was yes. That's so cute. One-word answers are not good. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Yeah.
Mental note.
No kidding.
No, seriously, because, I mean, during the daytime, we come across people we may not resonate to. We may, you know.
Exactly.
What the heck was that about?
And so how, you know, can we use this during the day? And,
definitely.
And how long does it take? I mean, you said yes to, okay, we can use it. However, you're meeting somebody. So let's say, for instance, all right, here we are. We're in a lineup in traffic. And all of a sudden, we've got anger coming up, but we can't stop and do timeline therapy because, oh my God, I'm in the middle of traffic.
That's true now, okay? Oh. You probably don't want to do it when you're driving your car. Most people do like to do the process with their eyes closed.
Now, but my question to you is that in the moment that you're feeling something, is there a technique that's taught, or can you teach a technique that somebody can use within 2 or 3 minutes and go, okay, I'm experiencing this anger right now with this person, or I'm experiencing a lot of sadness, or whatever that looks like, or even happiness. I'm experiencing happiness. Mm-hmm. I want to know where this is coming from all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, is there a technique that's taught within 2 or 3 minutes of that?
Well, there's a couple of easy answers. The first one is, yes, there's a technique, and that comes more from our neuro-linguistic programming training, talking about learning how to set up resourceful states, how to set up like a resource anchor where you can utilize a stimulus that then evokes a response that is very positive, so that if you encounter something negative, that you can get into a highly resourceful state.
Right.
Now, at the Secret of Creating Your Future training, what we have found is that when people release the negative emotions from the past, like, let's say, the anger from the past,
right,
that when you then experience anger in the future, it doesn't seem to be as big. Because here's the thing. Think about it now. If you're sitting in traffic and you still have the anger from the past, when that anger comes up in traffic, you're probably not just bringing up anger in that moment. You're probably bringing up anger from all the way back into the past that might even touch on things that have nothing to do with traffic.
Sure.
So then you're experiencing a lot from an energetic standpoint, a lot of anger, not just from the moment. Now, what we've noticed with timeline therapy and the Creating Your Future training is that when you release the anger from the past, yeah, you might be sitting in traffic, someone might cut you off, you may feel anger, but then you're not bringing up all that anger from the past anymore. Mm. And then, therefore, it doesn't really affect you as much. Mm. And you've learned about focus. Now, once you get to a place where you can pull over, you can do the timeline therapy, or you get to work, or you get home, then you do the timeline therapy. We found that on average, to release one negative emotion the first time that someone does this, it takes about 10 minutes. After a person's done this from all four negative emotions the weekend, by the time they're getting done with the weekend, we've noticed that they can cut it down to about 2 or 3 minutes.
Hmm.
So we're not talking about a lot of time. And again, most people like to do this as a closed-eye process. So you're right. In the moment, in a car, probably more about focus, probably more about getting past this as an obstacle and then finding a time to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I'm glad that you answered it the way you did, because I know for myself, I'll go into it and you know, find, okay, and the first, you know, I'll do it with my eyes open, because, you know, I'll, and my subconscious, you know, speaks to me very quickly that way too.
Sure.
Still too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny, because I'll just do, okay, what's this, before birth, during birth, after birth? Okay, before birth. All right, great. How many, right. You know, is it a genealogical, or is it past life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great, it was past life. Okay.
Hey, you have the script down.
How many ago was that? Okay, then I'll get a number that quick. It's like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
Right.
And you know, if I'm in the car and I'm driving, I can get it all with my eyes open that quickly.
Yes, and there are people that can do that.
And,
definitely.
But then what I have to do is to do the process, I do have to wait. You know, it's like, okay, well, at least I know kind of where it's originated from. What I find I get myself into trouble with it is that I'll go through the process with myself. And because I'm so glad that you're teaching this is so, it's so easy, and it's really super fun. And for
yes.
me, it's fun because I like knowing what the lives were.
Yeah.
Or what the situation was. And, you know, it's funny because I'll look at something and go, oh, my God, I can't believe I still do that. know, and it was from maybe four lives ago. I can't believe I still do that. And so I'll find myself actually getting caught up and laughing about it and forget to do the rest of the process.
This is great teaching tip from Lucia. Laugh about it and it'll
bad.
Be gone forever.
I know it's bad, but I start laughing about it and I'm going, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Sometimes laughter is the best cure.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. If you can laugh at a problem, it's not a problem anymore.
There you go. Exactly.
So I think it's working either way.
Either way, it's good.
Well, listen, we need to take a break here, but we are giving away a free ticket for this event.
Yes.
The Secret of Creating Your Future. Now, if you would like to get a free ticket to this event, it's one ticket, and its value is what's the value, like $300, $400?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, something like that, in around there. Anyways, the first caller through, and you've not called in to win a book, Creating Your Success book, Creating Your Future book, call us right now, 425-649-1112. The first person to call that number right now is going to get a free ticket for this event, Creating Your Future. All right, we're going to take a break. More with Matt James when we come back.
The word has gotten out that the Seattle Weekly has a section called the Mind, Body, Spirit section printing on the third week of each month. This section of the Seattle Weekly offers you all kinds of services, ranging from the natural beauty products to energy healing and much, much more. For more information about the Seattle Weekly, call Jesse directly at 206-467-4303. That's 206-467-4303. Pick up a copy of Seattle Weekly at a location near you.
Aloha from Hawaiian Health Ohana on the island of Kauai, where we produce 100% certified organic Noni products. Noni has been used for thousands of years for improved health and energy. You can try our Noni fruit leathers made of 100% pure dried Noni fruit and our soothing lavender Noni lotion for those aches and pains or any kind of skin condition. Come and visit our website at www.nonifruitleather.net. That's nonifruitleather.net. Or call us at 808-828-1123.
If you're looking for a rewarding career in massage therapy, the Northwest School of Massage in Kirkland and Federal Way offers a 6-month intensive program that works with your schedule, allowing you to train part-time, day or night. Small classes and free placement assistance will help ensure your success as a massage therapist.
To register for the Northwest School of Massage's free career workshop or for more information, call 1-800-929-9441. That's 1-800-929-9441.
Imagine listening to guests like Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, and Doreen Virtue whenever you want. Now, Contact Talk Radio members can listen to streaming audio of any CTR show from 2002 to present on demand, or can choose to download shows for listening on the go. Sign up now for only $36 a year. That's only $3 a month to have your favorite speakers at your fingertips. Just log on to www.contactradio.info. That's www.contactradio.info and click on Guests. Sign up today and have access 24/7 to those speakers that move, motivate, and inspire you to reach your unlimited self.
Downloading of any program is for personal use only. Distribution not allowed.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Our guest this morning, if you just joined with us, is Matt James from the Advanced Neurodynamics Center in Hawaii. And if you want to find out more information about Matt James and their seminars and any of their tapes and books that they do have available for personal empowerment, is www.nlp.com. That's nlp.com. Now, congratulations to Kathy Johnson. She is the winner of the ticket for the event coming up, The Secret of Creating Your Future Seminar in Seattle on August 13th. If you would like to attend this event, give them a call right now at their office, 1-800-800-6463. Now, also, for every person that just calls that number, anybody who calls that number, 800-800-6463, you're actually going to receive a book called The Secret of Creating Your Future book. So if you'd like to get a copy of that book, give them a call right now, 800-800-6463. And our guest, Matt James, is with us. And Matt, it's nice to have you back on the show as always. And we've been talking about timeline therapy for those of you that just joined with us as well. Timeline therapy, that's a big, it's one of those therapies that works so well that I almost fear sometimes that people will just take it for granted. You know how we come across something, we take it for granted, and then it doesn't work as good anymore. But timeline therapy is such a good way of working with yourself, Matt. It's just wonderful that you're able to talk about it today.
You're right. I mean, it's so easy. It's so simple that it's a beautiful technique for anyone. And again, the major areas, like sometimes people say to me, who should go to the seminar? Who should come to the training? And it's really anyone that wants to improve a specific area of their life, anyone that wants to let go of the blocks that would prevent you from achieving your goals in a specific area. I've talked about on previous trainings, and you guys mentioned this, that sometimes people just want to brighten up their life, mm-hmm. have something that's brighter. People sometimes use the word that brightness. Sometimes they use the word happiness in the training.
Yeah.
And what people really want is to be happy. And what makes them happy is achieving their goals. What makes them happy is creating what it is that they want. And that's not just on the physical level. That's not just about career, because there are people that just want a better career. There's also people that want better health, or that very powerful relationship, or learning how to deal with your own existing health, career, relationship. So the seminar touches on that. It's not just focusing on one area. It's not focusing on, like what I had to go through, health. It's not just focusing on career or relationship. We let you pick the area that you're working on.
Yeah.
It's either about learning how to create a new one, a new relationship, or create a relationship, period, or to create a new career, or how to improve what you currently have now.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's more about you. It's more about the individual in the seminar than it is about a specific area. So it's abstract in that way, yet it's very specific in how to approach releasing those blocks.
Right. Now, after they do the workshop, Matt, I know that we talked about this before, but I want to mention it again. There are tools that you're going to be able to use after the workshop's over.
Definitely.
And you know, it's quite often what we recommend for people to do, and I've seen this many times, is that people, even after the workshop, they have little get-togethers after the workshop's over and create their own support groups for themselves.
And we encourage people to, at the training, make contacts with other people that are there. We come back to the Seattle area at least two or three times a year.
You do, yeah.
And so people, we have a very good reviewers rate, which is a large discount off of the training. Or if you even bring along a friend the second time you want to come to the training, I think that the price gets knocked down even more. So we really do, in addition to encouraging that, we help people by coming back and allowing them to review the trainings and experience them again.
Now, let me ask
and we
you.
Also offer lifetime support. People, that the trainings that they have attended and the product that they have bought, they can call our office and get any support over the phone or via email.
Oh, this is wonderful. Now, is there a program for people that, let's say there's somebody out there listening to you right now and going, you know, I really want to teach this. Is there a seminar for people that maybe want to teach this?
Absolutely. So the what you have to first understand is the format of the Creating Your Future weekend is that people are pretty much sitting in the audience. We have the audience set up what is called theater style. So people are sitting there. The trainer that's up on stage takes the entire group through releasing the negative emotions.
Right.
So we say to the whole group, close your eyes. We do demonstrations.
Sure.
In our longer trainings, we then begin to teach people how to work with other individuals. So at our longer practitioner training, there is the techniques that are laid out in order to teach you how to work with another individual and basically do in the Creating Your Future what we did, except we have to first teach it one-on-one.
Right.
And then we do have a progression of trainings that ultimately lead to teaching people how to get up and not only present the material like neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're at our trainer's training here in California. I'm actually down in California, and we're wrapping up our trainer's training, and we're beginning our timeline therapy trainer's training in a couple of days for the graduates of that program. So,
what's your favorite out of all the things that you do teach? Do you think it's the timeline therapy that's your favorite? Or do you think it's NLP? What's your favorite? I mean, that's a tough question, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, that's a tough question. What's my favorite?
You know, what do you find the most joy out of working? When you got to work through something, where do you find the most joy in working? I mean, for me, if I've got a process that I've got to work through, I find, you know, going outside and closing my eyes for 5-10 minutes, that's to me the most enjoyable, and I just go in and do some little meditation. You know, to me that's the most enjoyable. Maybe, you know, other people have a different idea of that, but you
just totally put you on the spot too, Matt.
I know. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know what, Cameron? I've never been asked that before. What's my favorite process?
Well, you know,
I'm so lucky. I get to teach hypnosis. I get to teach timeline therapy. I get to teach NLP and HUNA. I guess that you know what. Each one stimulates and brings me joy in a different way.
Well, you're going to be on the show next week, you know that.
I know I'm going to be on the show next week talking about hypnosis.
So maybe you can have a week off to think about that.
I really like timeline therapy because I think that it is, from a teaching perspective, so let me talk about from a teaching perspective, I think I really like timeline therapy because our Western minds have become so dependent upon things like psychology and science, and prove it to me. It's a much more Western approach to releasing negative emotions. So from that aspect, I really enjoy teaching timeline therapy. From a personal aspect, I think that I enjoy practicing the different techniques of HUNA, probably from my own personal experience. Yet sitting down, like you said, walking outside, I love to do self hypnosis where I can quickly induce a nice trance, which could then lead to something like meditation.
Setting
a goal, I'm always using the creating your future process. Whether I love HUNA hypnosis, the best process for putting a goal in your future is the creating your future process. So I have to say, for future goals, for what I want to achieve in my life, is always timeline therapy and creating your future.
So creating a brighter life for yourself is creating your future. Then.
It's the best technique that I've found. And before I decided to teach and continue with what we're doing here in the company and do the family business, I went out there and looked at everything. I went out there and absolutely looked at everything that I could, and have studied as many systems as I can. And this is really what I found where my heart is.
This is beautiful. Well, thank you for having an honest answer on that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that fact because you teach it and we're talking about timeline therapy, it could be easy to say, oh, timeline's my favorite. But, you know, you went with HUNA, and I appreciate that.
But, you know, you really searched into your heart, and that really felt so good to hear your answer. But, you know, I loved the initial answer, too, is that all of them, you know, stimulate a different aspect for you.
Exactly.
They all stimulate something differently for you. And, you know, it's funny because there's so many songs I say, oh, that's my favorite song. Oh, that's my favorite song. But the thing is, though, they are all favorites because they do stimulate different aspects of me and what it's eliciting in that moment.
Exactly.
So, Matt, listen, I want to give out some information. First of all, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and you're going to be on next week talking about hypnosis.
Yeah, my other favorite topic.
Here you go.
There you go.
August 13th through the 15th is the Secret of Creating Your Future seminar happening right here in Seattle, which is coming up this weekend, actually.
Yes, it is.
Coming up this weekend. If you would like to attend this event, then what you want to do is call the number 800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D. And you can also, when you phone that number, for every person that does call that number, you're going to get a book, The Secret of Creating Your Future book.
Yes.
So, call the number, get yourself a book sent to yourself, take the workshop, have some fun, and a seminar, really, and invest in yourself. Invest in yourself.
I like that, yes. Make an investment.
Make an investment to yourself, because that's what it's all about. Matt, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you both so much for having me on the show.
Thank you, Matt. You take care.
Take care. All right, listen, don't forget next week, or tomorrow night, it's the Rejuvenetics demonstration, and the owner of
Larry Azure,
the founder of Rejuvenetics, is actually going to be there.
Yes, he will be.
Yep, so that's going to be a good...
So you'll have an opportunity to ask him specifically questions, too. I mean,
True. Yes.
That's right. And don't forget, tonight's another wonderful, wonderful evening with Contact Talk Radio. The first hour, the Candia Sanders Show.
That's right.
And then the second hour is going to be with yours truly, Cameron and Lucia. And we're going to have Jesse Kelsey on.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. It's all about your numbers tonight.
So, Don't forget, if you would like to support Contact Talk Radio, go to our website, become a listener member at www.contacttalkradio, and you like what you're hearing, you like to keep us up doing it, then all you got to do is sign up to become a member. It's only $36 a year. $36 a year. Come on, help us out, will you? $36 a year. ContactTalkRadio.com is the website, and you'll be able to access all of the archives over the past 4 years of our show and the continued in the next 4 years.
There you go.
So,
now, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll talk with you again tonight.
Bye for now.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.